Welcome everyone to Fucking Sipas. This is your Spanish pod question and answer show. My name is JP and I'm here with Lily and Leo.
Hola.
Hola.
And today we've got a bunch of questions. We've got five good questions.
The first question is from Russ Huntley.
What's shaking, Russ?
Rosito.
So he has a question about translation, because he says that in English, sometimes sentences are finished with to, with, or any other preposition.
I don't have anyone to hike with.
Exactly. Or like, I need a fork to eat with.
Do you want someone to talk to?
So he has a question. How do you say this in Spanish? Do you end with a preposition to?
No.
I would say no.
No. So ending a sentence with a preposition. Now, this is non-standard English, but we do it all the time in English. And I think I do it in French sometimes too. But in Spanish?
No.
No.
You cannot do it.
So I don't have anyone to hike with.
No tengo nadie con quien ir a escalar.
So I don't have anyone with whom to hike.
Mm-hmm.
How about, do you want someone to talk to?
¿Necesitas alguien con quien hablar?
Do you want to talk to somebody? Do you want someone with whom to speak?
Mm-hmm. No tengo nadie con quien ir.
I don't have anyone with whom to go.
Oh, for example, the one with the fork.
I need a fork to eat with.
We say, necesito un tenedor para comer.
¿Con qué comer?
Okay. O con qué comer, yes.
So, I need a fork in order to eat, or I need a fork with which to eat.
Okay.
Now, when I translate it into English, it sounds pretty formal, but that's the way you just do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And also, if you're talking about a place to go to, we use a donde. Like, no tengo lugar a donde ir.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a place to go to. I don't have a place to which to go.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And that's it.
Okay, we have a question from Nick Mook.
What's up, Nick Mook?
So he or she's asking, why do we say, ¿quién se comió mi sandwich? And not, ¿quién comió mi sandwich?
JP se comió tu sandwich.
First of all, I did not eat.
He did.
I did not take the sandwich. Why do you guys blame me?
Because you ate it.
Because you are a couple of blamasauri.
Yeah,
blamasaurus.
Okay, Nick Mook, what's going on here is that we are using the verb comerse. Right? Or we're using a structure where comer seems to be reflexive. What's going on here is that sometimes when you add this reflexive particle se, there's some kind of element of surprise. There's some kind of mystery going on. So, for example, if I want to say, who the hell got into my car?
¿Quién se subió a mi auto?
All right. Or who was wearing my clothes?
¿Quién se puso mi ropa?
Now we have three examples where you have this se, where maybe if you're an English speaker, you wouldn't expect it. Now, this is something that's very advanced, and you will probably be forgiven if you don't use the say. And if you said, ¿quién comió mi sandwich? Your Mexican friends will understand what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's not wrong, but just missing this little say. But we will totally understand.
Okay. But when they speak, you'll hear them say, ¿quién se comió mi sandwich?
¿Quién se llevó mi pluma?
Who took my pen?
¿Quién se robó mi bicicleta?
And the answer to that is Leo.
What?
Hola, amigos. This is a question from Opa.
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 Opa wants to know about some letters of the alphabet, how they're pronounced. So, for example, we have the B and the V in Spanish.
Seriously? There's no difference.
There's no difference between the B and the V?
Yeah, for Spanish speakers, we don't see any difference at all between V and B.
No difference.
It's not like V or B. It's just be.
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 Yeah. Uva, we say uva. Uva.
We never say uva.
Well, let's talk about exactly what those sounds are. Now, the normal sound of the B or the V, the normal sound between vowels is going to be a sound that we don't have in English. It's called a bilabial fricative, and it goes like this. You can continue it, right? So, for example, to return something.
Devolver.
Devolver. Now, you heard Lily say devolver. You can continue that V.
Devolver.
Devolver, right? Now, that's if the B or the V is between two vowels. Now, if it comes at the beginning of a sentence, or if it comes right after you take a breath, you're going to hear a hard B sound. So,
it's
for example,
more like an explosion. Baboso.
Baboso. Okay? That first letter B was kind of like an English B, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one was kind of like baboso.
Like between V and B.
Mm-hmm. All right? How about another word with a V in it? That starts with a V. Like my last name.
Villanueva.
Villanueva. So the first V in Villanueva sounds like a B.
Villanueva.
Mm-hmm. And the last V, Nueva.
Nueva.
Your lips don't close all the way.
No, no.
Okay. Okay. Opa also wants to know about the jota, the letter J, which is the same sound as the G when it's followed by an E or an I.
Exactly. And it's always like an H. Jorge.
So, Leo, your first name is Jorge, right?
Yeah.
In Mexico, you'd say?
Jorge.
Now, how would the Spanish say that?
Jorge.
Jorge, right?
It's Jorge.
Jorge. It's very deep in your throat. Yeah. And Cubans would say?
Jorge.
Jorge. Like Jorge with a really light H sound, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. very light.
Okay. So the two of you, what do you recommend? I mean, the Spanish way, the Mexican way, or the Cuban way?
I would recommend just as an H in English.
Okay.
Jorge.
Yeah, H in English.
All right. And the last letter that Opa wants to know about is the letter D. All right, I know this looks like the letter D to you, my friends, but as a Spanish teacher, let me tell you that this letter is called V, la V, all right? And this is the same sound that we use in the English word they, T-H-E-Y, they all love you. Now, you're not going to hear it as the every time. When it's between vowels, a lot of the time you're going to hear the. So, for example, if you say the word for everything.
Todo.
Todo, right? You heard the the. So, mm-hmm. And it really is a the. It's really not a da. Okay, now if that D comes at the beginning of a word.
Delicioso.
Delicioso. That's a hard D. That's a sound like in English, mm-hmm. right? So if you take somebody's name, for example.
David.
David, right? So there's two D's in that one. The first one was a hard one.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one?
David.
David, right? Okay, it wasn't hard. There was a little bit of breath that went through that D.
David.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, you'll hear people, especially if they're from the capital of Spain.
Madrid.
Madrid.
Soy de Madrid.
Right? That they will blow all the way through that D. So the D's sound different whether at the beginning of a word, between vowels, or at the end of a word. But my advice to you is to go with the sound.
The next question is from Swafi. She's asking about al plus the infinitive,
mm-hmm.
because she said that recently she has seen phrases where they say, for example, eres muy amable al corregir mi ejercicio.
Okay, now the deal is al plus infinitivo is roughly the same as in English, upon plus gerund. So al corregir would be upon correcting. So it's very nice of you upon correcting my exercise. It's very nice of you to correct my exercise.
Cierra la puerta al salir.
Close the door upon leaving. We'd probably say close the door when you leave.
Se cayó al bajar del tren.
He fell upon getting off of the train. So mm-hmm. he fell when he got off the train. Okay, so you're seeing that I usually translate it with a when clause, right, in English? But technically, it's upon doing something. All right, pretty easy. Al plus infinitivo means upon doing something.
There you go.
Last question's for the Mexicans, and it's from Clachapel.
Clachapel.
Who says, buenos dias a todos. In English, we have an alphabet song that we sing to the tune of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. You know the song? A,
twinkle,
B, C,
twinkle,
D, E, F,
star.
G. Is there one for the Spanish alphabet that Clachapel can sing when bathing the kids?
We don't have really a song.
Yes, you do.
Well, we have a special way of learning it.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
All right, they were bobbing their heads as they do it, so it is a very special way.
Yeah, it's like a techno song. A, B, C, D, E, yeah. You know, okay. We're not that like, la, 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 no. Or techno.
Okay. Thanks so much for listening to Pa Que Sepas. If you have questions for Pa Que Sepas, please use the Contact Us link at the bottom of any Spanish Pod page and write your question there. Or you can record your question for us on our Spanish Pod voicemail. Just Skype us. Our Skype ID is Spanish Pod. For now, it's time to go. Hasta luego.
Hasta
Bye.
Luego.